So primary sources, again, show us how people lived, acted, and felt. They help us explore the ways our lives are different from or similar to the way people lived in the past. Again, it's important to think about where the source came from, who made it, and why. Why was it made? All right, so today's plan for my talk is I'm going to give you a short history of Wisconsin leading up to the logging era, which is brief and incomplete, but it's important for the context of why the logging era and the logging boom became so important in Wisconsin. In general, what was a logging camp? How were logs transported to the mill, and how did technology change logging? What happened after the logging era? And then I'm ending my talk with a encouragement to be someone who cares for trees. Probably you are because you are here today. So you can look for those little circle colored icons to sort of know where we are in the talk. First, a short history of Wisconsin leading up to the logging era. So you probably know about the glacier. Wisconsin's last glacier produced tundra conditions that continued from about 26,000 to about 10,000 years ago. The glaciers moved, scraped, and carried rocks and sand. They changed the land's elevation as they moved south. About 10,000 years ago, the weather began to change. The air got warmer and the glaciers began to melt. I have lots of visual maps and things in the book for young readers and families to talk about. Clearly, the key in this map just shows pines and hardwoods. Clearly, it's not specific to certain kinds of trees, but it gives you an idea of where most of the trees were in Wisconsin, which clearly becomes important to the northern part of Wisconsin as the logging boom went on. Trees began to grow after the glacier. Some of the first were spruce, then jack pine, red pine, and balsam fir. Of course, according to origin stories of Native nations, people have always lived on the land and found home in our land we now call Wisconsin. In the 1600s, Europeans started to arrive. They noticed, of course, that Wisconsin has many lakes and rivers, and the forests were full of animals, which led us to a 200-year period of the fur trade. Explorers came looking for rivers and routes to the west, which clearly they were looking for trade routes in Asia, but they are hitting North America instead. Some came looking for animals such as beaver, mink, and otter. The fur trade era then specifically is about 1600 into the early 1800s. Those hats were made from beaver pelts because they were soft and very waterproof, and they became very popular in Europe. Explorers traded blankets and metal cooking pots for beaver pelts. Indians also traded wild rice, maple sugar, fish, and information about waterways. So many pelts were wanted, almost all of the beavers were killed. The fur trade era continued for more than 200 years, controlled by the French, the British, and US governments. I'm skipping over a couple wars in there, which if you're interested in, of course, you can read more about that. We come to the early 1800s, when thousands of settlers arrived from the eastern United States and Europe. They wanted to use land for farming, and of course they needed wood to build homes, barns, and furniture. In 1836, Wisconsin became a territory. The U.S. government signed a treaty that forced Menominee people to cede half of their land and waters. Here's a really great map. If you don't know about it already, you can look it up on a site called Wisconsin First Nations. It's a tribal lands map showing tribal lands in the 1800s and present-day Native nations in the little squares. It's a really interesting map to use with students because it's so visual and explains so well where our Native nations were prior to tribal treaties. This is a picture of our pond at our land. In 1837, the U.S. government forced Ho-Chunk, Ojibwa, and Dakota nations to sign treaties. This allowed them to take more Native lands. Of course, you know that the treaties were unfair to Native nations because they didn't realize the government would own the land. It's not how Native nations thought about land use. In the mid-1800s, populations grew very, very quickly. By 1846, most of today's southern and eastern counties were settled, and in 1848, Wisconsin becomes a state. Well, what's happening to encourage people to live here? Well, there was a big boon in mining in part of the state. And of course, you've heard of the Badgers, which is why we are named the Badgers, because of the early miners that lived in dens or caves on the side of a hill. In about 1849, the California Gold Rush began, so lots of people who had been mining in the state decided to leave and go to California.